content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Kiplinger Personal Finance, Investopedia, and also readings from the book Money Hacks by Lisa Rowan. To begin our episode today, we'll start with an article from Kiplinger Personal Finance titled, Say I Love You with a Money Date. To nurture a lasting bond with your partner, meet regularly to talk about money. Reviewing your bank statements and retirement account balances might not sound romantic, but the purpose of a money date transcends these tasks. These regular meetups build trust and intimacy, says Barry Tesler, a financial therapist and author of The Art of Money. Money dates allow you and your partner to understand each other's financial perspectives, worries, and values, and will help you tackle logistical matters such as who is responsible for paying which bills. These dates are also ideal for planning short-term goals and discussing big-picture dreams. Financial check-ins suit all committed couples, even those who have spent decades together. No matter how long you have been together, you can go back to the beginning with a clean slate and start to have money dates, says Tesler. There's no one formula for successful financial rendezvous. However, understand each other's money backgrounds and values is so critical, Tesler says. Then you can tailor your topics based on your specific circumstances. Here are some tips on how to get started. Choose a time and setting that suits both of you. Whether at your kitchen table, a cozy cafe, or a park bench, select an environment where you both feel comfortable. A half hour to 1 hour discussion once a week is a great place to start, says Tesler. If that doesn't fit your schedule, you can have longer monthly or quarterly sessions. Learn each other's money story. Share your experiences, cultural and religious influences, family dynamics, and other personal information that relates to finances, says Tesler. Give each other ample time to talk. One person tells their story, and the other listens. Then you switch, she says. Discuss the values that guide your financial decisions. Money talks can feel stressful, especially when you and your partner have different spending, saving, and investing styles. An effective way to ease the tension is to talk about what's important to you and why those values matter, says Tesler. Communicate with kindness, compassion, and curiosity to create a no-shame, no-blame zone. Determine your roles, goals, and strategies. Once you have a deeper knowledge of each other's past experiences and guiding principles, you can tackle financial planning with more perspective and a clearer head. Potential topics for your dates include reviewing who handles different financial tasks and the most effective plan to track savings and spending. And factor in flexibility. A money date doesn't need to involve a rigid process. It might mean using the time to call the IRS to create a payment plan for your tax bill on one date and talking through your summer vacation budget on another. You can also use the time to celebrate financial wins, such as reducing credit card debt. And regardless of what you discuss, and even if the conversation feels tense, the underlying principle remains the same. You have each other's backs. You really, truly are on the same team, Tesler says. Our next article from Investopedia. How to improve your credit score fast. 8 strategies that will quickly get you a better score. Your credit score is one of the most important measures of your financial health. It tells lenders at a glance how responsibly you use credit, and the better you use, the better your score, the easier you will find it to be approved for new loans or new lines of credit. A higher credit score can also open the door to the lowest available interest rates when you borrow. If you would like to boost your credit score, there are a number of quick, simple things that you can do. While it might take a few months to see an improvement in your credit score, you can start working towards a better one in just a few hours. Why does a good credit score matter? Credit score measures your ability to manage debt. The higher your score, the more responsible you appear in the eyes of a lender. An 850, for instance, is considered to be a perfect score using the FICO model. What does a high credit score get you? The simplest answer is better loan terms and easier approval. A good or excellent credit score will save most people hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of their lifetime. Someone with excellent credit gets better rates on mortgages, auto loans, and everything that involves financing. A poor credit score can affect your ability to find rental housing, rent a car, and even get life insurance. FICO credit scores place the most emphasis on payment history, and even one late payment could cost you substantial points. Luckily, there are several steps you can take to improve your score. Take a closer look below at what is involved in each step of the process to build good credit and how long you can expect each step to take. Step 1. Review your credit reports. Estimated time, 1 to 3 hours. Before you can work on improving your credit, it helps to know what might be working in your favor or against you. That's where checking your credit score comes in. Pull a free copy of your credit report from each of the three major national credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Then review each report to see what's helping or hurting your score. Factors that contribute to a higher credit score include a history of on-time payments, low balances on your credit cards, a mix of different credit card and loan accounts, older credit accounts, and minimal inquiries for new credit. Late or missed payments, high credit card balances, collections, and judgments are major credit score detractors. Step 2. Get a handle on bill payments. Estimated time, 1 to 2 hours. More than 90% of top lenders use FICO scores to make credit decisions. These are determined by 5 distinct factors. Your payment history, 35%. Credit usage, 30%. Age of credit accounts, 15%. Credit mix, 10%. New credit inquiries, 10%. Payment history has the biggest impact on your credit score. That is why, for example, it's better for paid-off debts, such as your old student loans, to remain on your record. If you repaid responsibly and on time, it works in your favor. A simple way to raise your credit score is to avoid late payments at all costs. Some tips for doing that include creating a filing system, either paper or digital, for keeping track of monthly bills or automating bill payments from your bank account. Step 3. Aim for 30% credit utilization or less. Estimated time varies based on total debt and monthly payments. Credit utilization refers to the portion of your credit limit that you use at any given time. After payment history, it's the second most important factor in FICO score calculations. The simplest way to keep your credit utilization in check is to pay your credit card balances in full each month. If you can't always do that, then a good rule of thumb is to keep your total outstanding balance at 30% or less of your total credit limit. From there, you can work on whittling that down to 10% or less, which is considered ideal for raising your credit score. You can use your credit card's high balance alert feature so you can stop adding new charges if your credit utilization ratio is getting too high. Another way to improve your credit utilization ratio is to ask your bank for a credit limit increase, either online or over the phone. Step 4. Limit new credit applications. Estimated time varies based on how often you need to access credit. There are two types of inquiries into your credit history, often referred to as hard and soft inquiries. Soft inquiries will not affect your credit score. A typical soft inquiry might include your checking your own credit or giving a potential employer permission to check your credit. Hard inquiries can affect your credit score adversely for anywhere from a few months to 2 years. Hard inquiries include applications for a new credit card, a mortgage, an auto loan, or some other form of new credit. Many hard inquiries in a short period of time can damage your credit score. Banks should take it to mean that you need money because you're facing financial difficulties and are therefore a bigger risk. If you're trying to raise your credit score, avoid applying for new credit for a while. Step 5. Pad a thin credit file. Estimated time, 3 to 6 months to begin to see the results. Having a thin credit file means that you don't have enough credit history on your report to generate a credit score. Fortunately, there are ways to fatten up a thin credit file and earn a good credit score. One is Experian Boost. This program collects financial data that isn't normally in your credit reports, such as banking history and utility payments, and includes that in calculating your Experian FICO score. It's free to use, and it's designed for people with limited or no credit who have a positive history of paying their other bills on time. Ultra FICO is similar in that it uses your banking history to help build a FICO score. Things that can help include are having a savings cushion, maintaining a banking account over time, paying your bills through your bank account on time, and avoiding overdrafts. Keep old accounts open. Estimated time. The older your current accounts are, the better. The age of credit portion of your credit score looks at how long you've had your credit accounts. The older your average or credit age, the more favorable you appear to lenders. If you have old credit accounts that you're not using, don't close them. Though the credit history for those accounts would remain on your credit report, closing credit cards while you have a balance on other cards would lower your available credit and increase your credit utilization ratio. If you have delinquent accounts, charge-offs, or collection accounts, take action to resolve them. For example, if you have an account with multiple late or missed payments, catch up and then work out a plan for making future payments on time. That can improve your payment history going forward. And remember, negative account information can remain on your credit history for up to 7 years and bankruptcies for up to 10 years. Step 7. Consolidate your debts. Estimated time, 2 to 3 hours. If you have a number of outstanding debts, it would be to your advantage to take out a debt consolidation loan from a bank or credit union. Then you'll just have one payment to deal with, and if you're able to get a lower interest rate on the loan, you can pay down your debt faster. That can improve your credit utilization ratio and, in turn, your credit score. A similar tactic is consolidating multiple credit card balances by paying them off with a balance transfer card. Such cards often have a promotional period during which you're charged 0% interest on your balance. But beware of balance transfer fees, which are typically 3 to 5% of the amount transferred. And step 8, track your progress. Estimated time, 20 minutes. Credit monitoring services make it easy to see how your credit score changes over time. These services, many of which are free, monitor for changes in your credit report, such as a paid-off account or a new account that you've opened. They typically offer access to at least one of your credit score reports from Equifax, Experian, or TransUnion, which are updated monthly. Credit monitoring can also help you protect yourself against identity theft and fraud. For example, if you receive an alert that a new credit card account you didn't open has been reported on your credit file, you can contact the card company to report suspected fraud. And the bottom line, improving your credit score is a good goal to have, especially if you plan to apply for a loan, make a major purchase, such as a new car or home, or qualify for one of the best reward cards available. It can take several weeks and sometimes several months to see a noticeable impact on your score when you start taking steps to turn it around. But the sooner you begin working to improve your credit, the sooner you will see results. And reading from our book, Money Hacks by Lisa Rowan, we will continue with money hack number 116. Pay more often. You may receive a monthly statement for your credit card, but that doesn't mean you can only make a payment once per month. Credit card interest is calculated daily, which means that the sooner you pay towards your revolving balance, the less interest you'll pay on your next statement. Your credit card issuer charges your daily interest rate based on your average daily balance. The smaller your average daily balance is at the end of the billing cycle, the lower the interest you'll owe on your next statement. You can make a credit card payment every day if you want, although that's probably a bit excessive. But don't hesitate to schedule twice monthly or even weekly payments to your credit card if that helps you stay motivated to chip away your debt. Hack 117, hide your credit cards. You might have heard the old tip that if you want to stop using your credit card, freeze it in a block of ice. But you don't really have to freeze your credit cards to put them out of sight and out of mind. The best strategy is to leave your credit cards at home. If you typically reach for a credit card to pay for everything, see how you feel every time you reach for your debit card or even cash. You probably think for a second longer before swiping your debit card, right? Plan to have cash or a healthy cushion in your checking account before you run out for just a few errands. If you can separate yourself from the idea that you always need a credit card handy for emergencies, you can break that habit by reaching for credit first. Hack number 118. Write a goodwill letter. Want to quickly raise your credit score? Write a goodwill letter. This is a letter that asks your lenders to remove any negative marks from your history. Most likely, you'd do this if you had a formal track record of late payments. Your letter doesn't have to be long or detailed. Instead, explain in plain language if you had a particular circumstance, a hospital stay, a job loss that made it difficult to uphold your obligations as a borrower. Acknowledge that it's your fault you fell behind, and highlight the actions you took or are still taking to remedy the situation. If you don't hear back within a few months, send a short follow-up letter highlighting your original request. Your lender may not take any action to benefit you, but it's worth the effort to make your case in your favor. Money hack number 119. Look for balance transfer offers. One of the quickest ways to accelerate your debt payoff process is to transfer credit card balances to a card with a zero interest promotional offer. If you have a good payment history with a credit card you have already had for a few years, you might have a balance transfer offer on that card. You can also find balance transfer offers on new credit cards you might be eligible for. These offers usually last for anywhere between a year and 2 years before increasing your interest rate to one you're probably more used to in the 16 to 25% range. And find your balance. It's like putting pause on your credit card balances. Your balances won't shrink, but they won't grow due to interest either. It's up to you to accelerate your payments as much as possible before the interest-free period ends. It's best to take advantage of an interest-free offer when you know you can pay off the balance during that promotional period. For instance, you can transfer up to $5,000, but only have 12 months interest-free. It doesn't make sense to move your balance over unless the post-promotional interest fee would be lower than the interest rate you are already paying on your current card. But maybe you can transfer $1,000 with confidence to be able to make a dent in your debt in a quicker manner. Try it once and see if it helps motivate you in your debt payoff process. If it feels too complex, leave your debts where they are and stay focused. Using balance transfers is an advanced trick a lot of people use to get their debt under control and kickstart their payoff plans. But it's not for everyone. Money Hack 120, partner up for accountability. If you're not working to pay off debt with a significant other, your payoff process can be a long and lonely road. Prepare to endure the marathon by enlisting an accountability partner. This might be someone who's also working to pay off debt or someone whose financial habits you admire. Once you find the right person, set parameters for how often you'll check in and in what format you'll communicate. If you're both working on a debt payoff goal, you'll likely find that your discussions go beyond a weekly check-in as you navigate the details of your journeys together. Knowing there's someone there cheering you on through every step of the way can make a long slog feel a little lighter. Money Hack 121, reward yourself. Once you've determined smaller benchmarks for paying off your debt, set rewards for yourself. A few ideas. After 6 months of making debt payments above your minimum amounts, you can go to the movies, and it doesn't even need to be a cheaper matinee show. Celebrate 1 year of your debt payoff journey by planning a hike with a friend. Every time you pay a total of $1,000 towards your debt, you can get a manicure at your favorite salon. Don't pick rewards as you go, because you'll start creating arbitrary goals for the sake of rewarding yourself. Plan ahead and write down your benchmarks and your rewards for achieving those goals. Share them with your accountability partner, who's likely to be just as excited as you are as you near your goals and corresponding rewards. Money Hack 122. Remember why you're doing this. No matter the financial goal you've chosen, there's a good chance it's going to take you a while to achieve it. That's especially true when you're paying off debt. You're spending time thinking about interest rates, payment calendars, and everything you're giving up in exchange for a debt-free life. Acknowledge that you're paying and playing a long game by putting visible reminders around you. Make your phone lock screen an inspirational quote that you cite often, or a picture of your dream vacation spot. Tape a handwritten reminder to your bathroom mirror so you'll think about what's motivating you every time you brush your teeth. Or tuck a photo of your family into your wallet. It doesn't need to be fancy. It just needs to be present in a place you'll look on a regular basis. Those small reminders can help reset your motivation on hard days, scrimp and save a bit more when you're feeling tempted to splurge, and light the path towards the end of those pesky debt payments. Your accountability partner can't be with you 24/7. In those cases, you arm yourself with your motivational messages in whatever form you prefer, and you will be prepared for those moments you need a little extra strength. Money Hack 123, automate your payments. The best way to ensure you can pay down your old debt on a 0% interest card is to set up auto payments. It's easy to figure out because you don't have to factor in compounding interest. You simply have to divide your balance by the number of interest-free months you have ahead of you. Schedule a recurring payment from your checking account. Make a note on your calendar to make sure your payment went through without a hitch, and enjoy knowing you're making progress paying your debt without any extra interest fees. It's helpful to set up these payments because as your balance decreases, you may feel compelled to pay it off altogether. But since you're not paying interest for a while, it makes more sense to stay the course and make consistent payments on your interest-free balance while working to bring down your balance on any other interest-bearing accounts. Money Hack number 124, pay off your debt with refunds. Ever returned an item you purchased online and been surprised when you see the refund hit your account a week or two later? Instead of celebrating your newfound cash by spending it, funnel any refunds you get into your debt payments. If you notice a ton of refunds coming back into your account outside of the holiday season or a special event that required a lot of trial and error shopping, it may be time to skip back to chapter one to reevaluate your spending. Doing so could help you find even more money to put towards reducing debt. Money Hack 125. Claim your missing money. The National Association of Unclaimed Property Administrators says that about 1 in 10 people has unclaimed cash or property held by state governments. These funds could be money from a forgotten savings or checking account, refunds, uncashed payroll checks, rental or utility security deposits, or even contents of safe deposit boxes. Go treasure hunting. Search for your name in the state where you live and states where you used to live or go to school. It's as easy as visiting unclaimed.org to find and search your state's directory for unclaimed funds. The process for filing a claim depends on your state and the type of property, but you'll have to provide proof of identification and ownership, which could mean a pay stub or an old utility bill. Some states process unclaimed property claims in 30 days or fewer, but some take longer. You'll probably get a check in the mail unless you're getting actual property from your state. Resist the urge to spend your, quote, surprise money on something fun, and instead deposit those funds into your debt bills. If you were missing any money, you probably won't be able to try this tactic repeatedly, but the one-time injection of funding towards your debt could shorten your payoff time by just a bit. And Money Hack 126, repair your credit with a secured card. If you've made mistakes in the past with credit, you may feel the need to boost your credit score. But how can you get approved for a new credit card if your credit score isn't great? The answer may be a credit builder loan or secured credit card. These products look and feel like regular loans and credit cards, except that you hand over money up front in order to access them. In the case of a secured credit card, you'll pay a collateral. That's the same as your credit limit. You could pay $500 to open your card and be able to spend up to $500 on that card. After about a year, if you've proven you can pay on time and respected your credit limit, your bank may graduate you to a normal credit card, and you'll get that initial $500 back. Well, we are out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to listen to us again next time. On behalf of the North Carolina Reading Service, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.